Now on Sports Talk, it's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer of the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to take your questions about the great outdoors in South Carolina. Give him a call at 888-898-2525. It's SC Wild from DNR on the Sports Talk Radio Network.
All right, and our pleasure to welcome in once again the Major Billy Downer from DNR, feeling good because his Citadel Bulldogs once again possess the Silver Shako. It doesn't get any better for you than that, does it?
No, but we're not going to get too excited, but we're very happy to have won a game.
I think they've kind of turned it around.
Much like Clemson fans, we're on the edge of our seats for every game.
I
do mean that.
Yeah.
As I said it.
I think the Bulldogs have turned that corner. I like what they've done their last two games. Hey, before we get into your subject matter, you know what I'm going to start with tonight. You know it. So the video that somebody shot in their backyard somewhere, I think, in Georgetown.
Alligator eating the small alligator.
No, it was a big alligator, a huge alligator eating a big alligator.
It was not a big alligator. It was a monster alligator eating an alligator, and that happens all the time. As we've talked about on the show, we've talked about past, just recapping on that with folks that may not have heard this. I don't know how they couldn't have heard it because you bring it up every other show. So. Alligator sharks, which one's it going to be? So it's alligators today. But yeah. Anyway, so alligators, particularly males, will run off other males. That's what they do. And when it when breeding season starts in that summertime period, spring, summer, they begin to push out these smaller males, and they'll threaten, do all kind of things to get them out of the way. But end of the day, that's why you see alligators in places you don't normally. People end up seeing alligators in ponds that weren't there before. And the reason is because those gators are getting pushed out by other gators. Which is why one of the biggest alligators that we ever took, that I ever took personally as an officer, was a 13-footer out of Lake Marion, and he had a portion of his tail missing from where it had been bitten off by an alligator in his past.
Mm.
Certainly not when he was 13-foot, but way back in the past. So aggression between the males is normal. So that picture's not unusual. The fact that it's a pretty large-sized gator getting eaten, like a 6-footer maybe, that's pretty big. I mean, you know. But not unusual for gators to be, you know, to eat other gators. We talk about the young gators when they begin to be born, that noise that they make coming out of the nest, the alert noise they make, males come and will eat them. So the mom is very protective initially because she knows when they do that noise, the males are coming. And our alligator catchers do that noise. They taught me how to do it because it will call a gator in. They'll turn like they got a motor on and awake coming straight for you because it's instinct. When they hear that noise, they're thinking dinner time. and that is the natural way that alligators control the populations. They eat each other some. So it sounds funny, but it's it.
So when a gator eats another gator, are they suffocating the deceased? Are they chewing them up? I mean, how do they eat them?
So typically, an alligator eat. They have blunt teeth. Remember that. Mm. They're not made for tearing or ripping flesh. It's made to grip and hold something, take it down, and drown it. Mm. So they are, in fact, suffocating the alligator that they're taking in some way, shape, or another. He's going to die from suffocation from within the body or outside the body. Not sure which. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he's grabbed, but typically if your head's down his esophagus, you're probably not breathing too well.
I would agree. And the advice...
I hate to say it bluntly, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah. And, of course, the advice to anybody that comes up on something like this is what? Stay far, far away?
Oh, yeah. Stop. Don't touch it. Definitely get an adult. And if you are an adult, stop, don't touch it, don't get near it.
Yeah. But you know you got some people going to walk up there as close as they can trying to take pictures or try to take video.
Absolutely, and that's where people get in trouble every time.
Mm-hmm. All right. We had a question from a caller earlier off the air for you, Pat. You got that question from a caller who had called in earlier, but he had a question for you for this segment of the show, so Pat's going to give you the question. Go ahead.
That's right, Major. We had Wes in Florence called earlier, and help me because I'm probably going to mispronounce this. Is it a Muscovy duck? Is that correct?
Muscovy, that's correct.
All right, Muscovy duck. So he lives on a lake or lives on a body of water and says that he has Muscovy ducks come into his yard all the time to where it has gotten to the point where he is actually able to feed them. And he's wondering, first of all, if he can have those as pets, and second, if you think that it's worth his time for him to make those his pets. I think he's considering building some kind of enclosure, but is wondering about the legalities behind all that.
All right, so Muscovies are a breed of domesticated ducks. They're not wild. They're strictly domesticated, so there are no federal rules that protect them. So he can do anything he wants to with that duck. Does that make sense? So the Muscovies, as far as they are a domesticated duck, the issue that a lot of Muscovies, we have Muscovies a lot of times, they will carry diseases that don't affect them but can affect the wild population. So if you put Muscovies out in a big pond that's got wild ducks on it, the wild ducks might get sick.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does. So because these are not ducks. These are not ducks that you want to hunt. These aren't flying up there, the ones you want to take out of the sky and go home and have a meal with.
In fact, they're overseas. They're ducks that people eat. They use for food.
So you're saying if he wanted to, he could raise them until they're large enough and then feed us himself and his family. That would be okay. There'd be nothing illegal about doing that either.
Nothing illegal about that, no.
Very good.
Thank you.
If you have a question or comment for the Major, you can reach out to him right now on SC Wild from DNR on Sports Talk. 888-898-2525 is the phone number. All right, sir, where do you want to lead us off to tonight? You want to talk some deer hunting or something else?
Well, certainly we'll talk deer hunting tonight because deer season is now open across the state. Pretty big deal, you know, from the standpoint of Game Zone 2 now is open. Muzzleloader, October the 11th, gun season will be open there. That's a pretty big deal for the deer hunters across the state because they will now be able to hunt pretty much anywhere in our state. So that's a big deal. I was checking that out on my in our rules and regs before the show just to make sure. But, yeah, October 11th, all game zones are open for gun hunts all across the state. So that's a pretty big deal for those folks up in the Game Zone 2 and Game Zone 1, the mountain unit. So Greenville, Spartanburg, all those guys, they're starting to hunt the guns in the next few days. Many of them are already hunting with muzzleloaders because on October 1st, primitive weapons came in, which means – they can use muzzle-loading shotguns, muzzle-loaders, rifles, or they can use a crossbow or archery equipment. So, again, the limit, you know, depending on where you're at, the antlers limit is 2 per day. And it just depends on where you are, what game zone for the limits across the season. So, again, your antler limit, statewide limits apply on that. Antler limit, you have to have your tags. You know, you get 3 free tags when you buy a license. You can purchase 2 more tags later that are your specific size. They have to be at least 12 inches inside or 4 on one side.
What are you hearing about? What are you hearing about the success hunters are having across the state so far?
So pretty good. We've had a couple cooler weekends. You know, we enjoy it. I don't know about you, but we had some cooler mornings that I really enjoyed this past weekend and the weekend before. And those cooler days get these bucks excited, and they'll get out. Just animals move better when it's cooler.
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard some success of folks killing some really nice deer. Nothing necessarily always record book, but some really nice deer. A few records were taken. So some nice deer taken. Again, that's deer season right now. And, again, with everything opening up, gun season in a few days on the 11th, we'll look to see a lot more nice deer being taken in the next few weeks. Again, we're in October. We get into October to November is typically when we see our rut in South Carolina. It just depends. Typically late October to early November. So it just kind of shifts. We'll see when we get some cooler weather when those deer will kick in. Sometimes you'll see a pre-rut when we get a little cold weather like this.
But when we get that cooler weather and the rut starts, the bucks will really start moving around, and it's going to be that two-week period where everybody has the best chance to get a nice deer. Because, again, they're not thinking as much as they are. And they won't be near as elusive, near as just, you know, nocturnal moving at night, because they're going to be moving all the time looking for does.
What are you hearing from a safety standpoint across the state? Are we staying pretty safe?
Yep. As far as hunting accidents, haven't heard of anything bad thus far. You know, we've had a really bad boating season this year. From a standpoint, we've seen a We've seen an increase in boating accidents since COVID hit last year. We certainly saw a spike from the increased activity in boating. We've seen a high number, not as high as last year, but the year's not over yet, in boating accidents. But from a hunting standpoint, accident standpoint, this is the time of year people are falling out of tree stands. As you know, the whole state opens up, everybody's getting into tree stands. Of course, your opportunity for people to fall out of stands, because more people are in them, is just statistically increases. But let's talk fishing for a minute, because fishing this time of year, a lot of people don't think about it, but on the coast, October, November is when your coastal inshore fishing gets really good, particularly with a speckled trout. You know, 2 months ago, we did really good, just kind of surprised me on speckled trout. But this month and next month, when speckled trout, when it gets cooler, when they really gather up in these holes, in these creeks, and off shell rakes, and you can do really well with speckled trout. And so I'm expecting to see that happen in the next week or so here. I know from folks that have gone down specifically trying to target trout, didn't do that well. But flounder is really good this time of year. Red drum, speckled trout, black drum, sheephead, all these inshore fish right now. Sheephead doing really good on the jetties at Georgetown, Charleston. Of course, they seem to do good there a lot, but right now particularly, these fish are really feeding heavy. So just a good time to go fishing on the coast.
What about going out offshore, you know, going out deep, maybe to the to the various points out there?
So this time of year is not as good out in the wrecks. From what I understand, I'm not an offshore guy. I don't know a lot about it. I've done it a couple times, but when it's wintertime is not typically when it's good. Now, fish will move offshore and it's really cold, maybe they'll move offshore into the wrecks. And when it gets January, February, you can go to some of these wrecks if you can stand the weather. I mean, you know, but just a couple more things looking at, you know, right now, remember, we just, you know, we're in the middle of that alligator season. It's fixing to come to a close. I think it's just, did come to a close. I got to check to remember. I think it's the second Saturday, but we'll check on that to make sure. But anyway, it's a lot of things going on right now. We just ended our early teal season, early Canada goose season. Dove season ended this past weekend. So a lot of things just stopped. So we're looking at that. But October 9th at noon is when that season starts. It's the second Saturday in October. So right now, alligator season is still in for those that drew a permit. So through this Saturday, at noon on Saturday, the alligator season is still in. So I haven't got a report on how that's going right now. Obviously, it's going well for that big gator that ate the one. He had a good season.
Now, are they leaving Big Boy alone? Now, does he, as far as you know, was that in like a pond behind somebody's house? Is that gator like a regular visitor over there?
I don't know where it was, but I'm sure he was a regular visitor. I just don't know where he was. I have no idea.
Yeah,
exactly where I was. But I saw the picture like everybody else. People were sending it to me going, what is this? It's like a gator eating a gator to me. I mean, looks like an alligator eating a gator to me. I mean, you know.
But now DNR leaves him alone, right? You don't go in and nobody goes in there tries to harvest him or anything.
That's right. He didn't have to. I mean, he didn't have to get a permit for that. He's good.
You're not going to find the gator for eating the other gator, huh?
No, we're not going to find them. In fact, we encourage it. Eat all you want. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet. Have fun at it.
Is the gator population in our state growing at an alarming number?
No. You know, we've talked about that before. Our gator population is relatively stable. The reason we have a season is to keep it from growing. Between our season, remember, it's now fixing in this Saturday, where we permit, and the private land tags that we give to landowners that have a considerable amount of land,
They get a number of tags each year. They can take gators at any time. That is our process and that we use to control the gator population. So, you know, if the gator population continue to grow, then I would expect to see our permitting ease up and we give out more permits.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we just kind of read that from year to year. Jay Buck Velosky is over that the program and does a real good job trying to monitor where our population is. So, but that's where we are as far as alligators right now. You know, you start looking at the seasons, things as it gets cooler for fishing. Stripers can be good this time of year. Start schooling a little bit. October, November, always good on the lakes. Trout, as it starts to get cooler, and they start to begin to do the trout, putting the trout out in the upstate in our brooks and streams. That'll get popular in the next few months as well. So those are things to look forward to, even when it gets cold. The fishing does get better in some things. So, you know, again, there's a lot of things going on right now as far as, you know, open seasons. You know, we're looking at it as we get through October here and we get past the end of October into Thanksgiving. You know, squirrel season's in right now. That opens up. Guns and dogs, October 1st. We got our other seasons like your rabbit, your quail. That's going to come in once we get closer to Thanksgiving. So that's when that comes in. Again, dove season closed, but it will reopen for the week of Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
the 2 weeks there in Thanksgiving, 13th through 27th. And this year, our dove season opens again on December the 17th and goes through January 31st. Had a lot of people ask why the season closed so early this year for dove season. It's just because of the way it fell. The other thing is there was a lot of talk in the last 2 years as to why people could not hunt doves over Christmas. And I, for one, agree with that. So the season got back this year to where December 17th on through January 15th, you can hunt doves again. That's the third season. That's going to allow folks who are home for Christmas to be able to enjoy a good wintertime dove hunt. So that was a good thing there. So, again, a couple things really, you know, opened up. You know, raccoon season's back in. Folks running dogs at night. September 15th to March 15th, guns and dogs. So that's now open. You got, you know, again, we're talking about squirrel season's in. Still a little hot. There's going to be a lot of you'll find worms and things on squirrels when it's still hot like that. So a lot of people like to wait to hunt squirrels so they won't find the skin worms and things they get on the lesions they get on them just when it's warm. Parasites, basically. Nobody wants to see that. I mean, even though it may not hurt the internal meat, it just is not very – it doesn't look very good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that, wild animals deal with from year to year. So, but anyway, that's kind of a rundown of all the seasons right now. You know, it's interesting. Last few times I've been talking to folks, feral hogs keep coming up. You know, feral hogs are open year-round. There's a couple of new trap ideas out there people are trying. It's a constant battle, it seems like, across the state. For these folks who just have a feral hog problem along these swamps and river bottom areas where these hogs tend to survive, live, thrive, and they come out of the crop fields. They're out there rooting the ground up. They end up turning it up better than a disc on a disc harrow on a tractor. And it can become a nightmare for somebody trying to disc a field when you're falling in holes
mm-hmm.
that hogs have rooted up and caused. But remember, our hog season, there is no hog season. They are open year round. We've got a night hunting ability where you can sign up for night hunting where you can take those animals at night. So we basically opened the door for that to allow as much take as possible that people want to do.
And that's because you're trying to control that population.
We would love to get rid of it, but it's impossible.
Yeah.
That is an animal species that we don't want in this state no matter what. They are destructive to everything. There's a lot of concern that they could be destructive to turkey population. Don't know if there's been proof on that, but I've heard a lot of people concerned about eggs, nests. If a hog roots through the nest, they destroy it. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if they were destroying it to eat the eggs, but they just might have been rooting the field and got around the nest, run the hen off and destroy the eggs while they're rooting. A hog will eat anything. They'll eat meat. They'll eat everything they can get their hands on. So not hands, but get their teeth on, their gums on, for sure. Those jaws on.
Yeah.
But the trapping thing, you know, there's a couple of traps out there that have gained a lot of popularity in the last few years. There's the trap that had the automatic door with a camera so that when it would alert you on your phone and when you could look at it, and when you got enough hogs in the trap, you could close the door with a push of a button. Well, now the new trap out there that's gaining popularity is a drop trap
It's this big, huge trap that you hang in the air, big circular thing, a good steel wire, and it hangs above the corn, so there's nothing to keep the hog from going in. And again, when you see enough hogs under it, you drop the trap on top of them, and bam, you got a squealing hog mess.
Mm. But what do the hunters do with the hogs?
So a lot of these hogs are given to people who want to barbecue.
So they are food. The meat. These feral hogs make for good eating.
They can meet for good table fare, absolutely. But a lot of them do get killed and thrown away just because there's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they can make good table fare. And again, we never want to be a proponent of wasting any animal, even feral hogs, even animals that are a nuisance. You want to try to use them as best you can, but hogs, there's so many of them, it's just hard to find a use for them every time. But they can be good table fare. I say that again, especially smaller ones are really good for barbecuing. The bigger hogs, the big bow hogs, you get a 300-400 pounder, they're not good for anything. They're destroying your land, and when you kill them, they're really not good for anything either, but a little bit of sausage, because the meat is just so rank.
Mm-hmm.
It just really has a strong taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just kind of what you have to deal with the hogs there. But again, we're battling. That's a battle we're not going to get over with today, not going to be over with tomorrow, won't be over with next year. We just keep it day by day.
Where's it worst in the state?
That's a good question, Phil. I'm not sure that there is an area that's worse than others. I'm going to tell you that the areas that are worst are around Black River and some of our river bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
The watery river bottom, that's where the hog population seem to be higher, down in Aiken, around the river bottom, Savannah River Basin. Anywhere you've got a water basin, swamp area that they can find mud to wallow in, that's where they're going to hang out, and then they move out into the crop fields from there. But that's what I typically see, is your hog populations are typically really higher around these estuary, these inland estuary areas, inland river streams, branches, where they can get water and wallow. And that's where they're going to be. That's the main place.
And a never-ending fight here for everybody out there in hunter world. And if you run across a hog somewhere, no matter what time of year it is, you can take them down.
That's correct. And again, not to make hogs be this vicious animal, but when they're cornered, they will come at you.
Mm-hmm.
They just will. So it's just something you got to be careful with. A lot of these guys, the dogs, they take after the dogs. They have the dogs. They actually wrap a Kevlar vest around the dog, and that's to protect the dog from those tusks.
Huh.
Because they can use that tusk to rip, and it will rip your leg open. If they come at you and slash, it'll rip you like a knife.
Can a hog run down a dog?
Oh yeah. When they get backed up, they can make a charge that'd be hard to get out of the way of.
Mm-hmm.
For a short run, they're pretty fast.
Wow.
So it's just one of those things you've got to be really careful with when you corner one. Particularly if you get a sow and she's got little piglets, she's coming at whoever's coming after her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's protecting her piglets. So just like any mom in the wild, she's going to protect her young ones.
Sure.
But that's kind of the off-season talk.
Great
for
stuff.
Today.
Yeah, great stuff.
Yeah.
Great stuff. And you're up in D.C., so I hope things are going well for you. And we will get back with you in a couple of weeks. Another edition of SC Wild, really wild talk tonight. Gators and Hogs, great stuff.
Yep, we'll hope that Clemson and the Citadel continue to win the next two games. How about that?
Don't you want the Gamecocks to win?
Well, I don't want to leave the Gamecocks out, of course, but I guess right now I think the desperation is more on the Citadel and Clemson side right now.
Carolina's—they've
been bad. They're trying to get better, so I don't know.
They're all desperate every week. They're all desperate.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well,
have a good week.
You too. Thank you so much, Major. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All the best. He is the best. We only have the best here on Sports Talk. Major Billy Downer, great job. We appreciate it. That was some interesting stuff on the hogs. He knows I love talking about gators. Anything to do with a gator being eaten or eating something, that's number one on my list. Hey, thanks to everybody for being with us tonight. Thanks for the calls. Thank you, Pat. Have a great night, everybody. Chris will join us from Jonesboro, Arkansas tomorrow night. Get you ready for Coastal Carolina, Arkansas State, and a whole bunch more. We'll see you then. Have a great night.